So Bishop Yan, thank you so much for talking to us. What does this celebration mean to you, and how many years have you been a missionary of the Missionaries of Africa? How many years?
Yes, well, I'll start with the last question. I was ordained in 79, but the Missionaries of Africa, you become already a missionary of Africa before your ordination, and that's when you ordained a deacon, and then you make an oath to the superior and to Africa. We don't have vows, but we take an oath then. And that was when I was ordained deacon, 1 year before.
So today, 50 years, the Jubilee celebration, what does that mean to you?
Yes, it means a lot, I think. It's a kind of looking back when we started, and the work which has been done in different places, it's a moment of thanksgiving for all we have been able to do, because, of course, it's through God's grace that we are able to work in the different places we were, and what the gift we have been able to give to the local church through our presence here. And for me, it means a lot, because I was not completely in the beginning, but the second group which came to South Africa as a young missionary in the diocese where I'm now the bishop.
And lastly, we are living in the year of the Jubilee of Hope. We also journeying through the Synodal Church. What is your message on this Mission Sunday?
That to make Christians aware that through baptism we are all called and sent. That is for me the main message which we must try to bring over to the people we are serving, we are living with, especially for South Africa. Because the church tends to be a bit inward-looking. So to break through that, to bring a broader vision, and that our family is bigger than just the local church.